my father. I wanted to speak about one pasuk that everyone knows in Parshas Emor, and B'zat Hashem explain Pshutei Shel Mikro according to some Rishonim. So we read, וקחתם לכם ביום הראשון פרי יצודר, קפוס תמורים, ענפי צורי, שר ונחל, וסמכתם לפני השם אלוקיכם שבעת ימים. So everyone knows that Chazal learned from this pasuk that there's the first part of the pasuk, לקחתם לכם ביום הראשון, means we have to the bench lulav everywhere, also in Gvulin, also in the everywhere, but the Mikdash, there's a mitzvah to have lulav shivas yomim. That's the second part of the pasuk, usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. So we have to understand how to explain this pasuk. Is it a one mitzvah? Is it two mitzvahs? So we'll see. So first of all, we'll say there's a machlekes rishonim in the base of mikdash in all some dinim. We know there's different psulim of arba minim. We learned from Ksachtem Lochem that it needs to be Shelochem, Yishelochem the first day. It's possible, Shol, Lulav Ashol, you have to have, it has to be yours. There's other psulim you learn from Hodor, that Yovesh, the Mashal is a psul of Hodor. And there's other psulim, according to some Rishonim, of Lekichotama. So, when do these psulim, when are these psulim, are they on the first day, all the 7 days in the Mikdash, in the Medina? So, this is a big machlekes rishonim. The Rashi and the Tosfos hold that the all the psulim that we have on the Yom HaRishon, of Lochem and Hodor is the Asa Machlekes. In the Beis HaMikdash, it refers to all of the 7 days. All the 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have Lochem. Only in, not on the Beis HaMikdash, then in Shar Yomim, and the other days of Sukkot, then it doesn't have to be Lochem. And Hodor, Kichatam, according to some Rishonim, it doesn't refer. That's Shitas Rashi and Tosfos. So in the Mikdash, everything's Asur, all the Shivas Yomim. The Ramban holds differently. He says that Lochem, it says only Lokachtem Lochem Bayom HaRishon. So there's no problem that it's not Lochem in all the other days of Sukkot, even in the Beis HaMikdash. But other psulim that we learned from Hodor, like Ayovesh and others, also in the Beis HaMikdash, it will be possible. And Shita Sarambam is the third Shita, that everything is only possible on the Yom HaRishon. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, where it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, all of the 7 days, there's no din of Lochem, and there's no din of Hodor or anything else. So we have to understand how they explain the pasuk and how that comes out. So what we said before, how do we explain this pasuk? There's one side we could explain the pasuk, that it's all one big mitzvah. The Torah is saying, "Lekachtem Lochem b'yom HaRishon." All the arba minim, and with those arba minim, usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. Meaning, continue the same mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash till the end of the 7 days. So the first day is everywhere, and the same mitzvah is the hemshech till the end of the Sukkot. If we learn like that, so mimele, it should come to be the chura that all the psulim that we learned that are shayachin ulakachtem, let's say it says lochem, and so it says usmachtem nifnei Hashem Elokeichem, it's a hemshech of the same mitzvah ulakachtem. So all any psul that is in lakachtem, it will also be in the Beis HaMikdash al shiva yomim. That's one way to learn the pasuk, and that will. And that's the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar, that's what explains the pasuk. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem ad tashlum shivas yomim, till the end of the shivas yomim. So it's the same mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash. But mitzad sheni, there's another way to learn the pasuk, and that's Rabbeinu Manoach brings. He explains like that with the middle part of the pasuk, we could learn, we could say it twice. How does that work? We say ulakachtem lachem b'yom rishon b'etz ador v'chule. That's everywhere. That's in gvulim and everywhere. And then we read again, it's a separate mitzvah in the base of Mikdash to have the Arba Minim called Shivas Yomim. According to that, if we learn a psul of, let's say, Lachem, that was learned from Lekachtim Lachem, that only is Shayach in the first day, even in the base of Mikdash. But the Shara Yomim, even in the base of Mikdash, it's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah of Usmachtim Mifra Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yomim. And there's a Firush and the Rasag of the Rav Perla. He has a big shtickle about this inyan, and he also talks. He wants to say that it's mamish two separate mitzvahs. And there's a few big nafkaminas. The Mashal, the Asad Aruch Lamer speaks about it. A person on the first day of Sukkot, the time of the Beis Hamikdash, he benched the lulav out of the Beis Hamikdash, and then he came to Beis Hamikdash during the first day. Does he need a bench lulav again? If we say it's the same mitzvah, so he's yotzei dechoiva. But if we say it's two separate mitzvahs, so he was yotzei the mitzvah of ulakachtem. That's everywhere. But when he came to the Beis Hamikdash, he doesn't make the mitzvah of usmachtem lifnei Hashem mekayem shivas yomim. So he will have to bench again lulav. That will be nafkamina. Another chidush that he says is that if we say that it's two mitzvahs, we could say that there's a stira in the Gemaras. What is the ikar of the mitzvah of netilas lulav? Is it the agbah bilvad? You just hold the arba, meaning you already yotzei dechoiva, or the nianuim are the ikar of mitzvah? So there's the chora stiras, because one Gemara says that mid agbe nafkabe, that when a person just held the lulav, he's already yotzei dechoiva. Mitzad sheni, it says that the shear of the lulav is four tfachim, so we could do the nianuim. If the nianuim is not part of the mitzvah, why is the shear so chashu? And also it says that a katan, the shear of the chinuch of a katan for arba minim is the yodeh le'nanea. So we see that the nianuim are a very chashu, it's like the ikra mitzvah. So how do we miyashem this? So the fellow wants to say, according to this, he wants to say a chidush. If we will say that there's two mitzvahs, there's din v'lekachtem, and there's a din v'smachtem. So we could say like this, din v'lekachtem lachem, you only needed, it says lekicha. What's lekicha? Take it, hold it. That's already when you just hold it in your hand. But the din v'smachtem, that, the simcha, is only when you do the nianuim. Like the chazal, the rishonim say that, it says, the Bencher says Aziranu Atayar, it says that another pasuk Rakdu Chayilim. So that is the Kiyum Din of the Simcha. Mimele, he says, the Gemara that says Midag Beinafkabe is talking in the time of the Beis Hamikdash on the first day, and that's Mikayim when he was just Magbiat. But the shiur of the lulav that we need, and that's for Nianuim, that needs to be Roi the Kayim, but also the Din Usmachtem with the Nianuim. But he says, all this is what we're talking is the time of Beis Hamikdash. But the Mishnah says that Shachor Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tiken that the lulav nita the medina kol shiva. So if we say that it was two mitzvahs, so the fellow explains that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't only metaken an extra time of the mitzvah, that it's not only one day, it's 7 days. His takana was that the zman hazeh, there's a dinu smachtem also by medina. So Mimele, it's not enough coming, and Vadai the Nianuim today are Vadai part of the mitzvah. Maybe three tefach, I don't know, maybe the same, there was not, yeah. Lichura, you don't need three tefach. Lichura. Maybe it needs to be roi, right. Maybe that part, I think, is maybe it needs to be roi to be Mekayim, the Mesa Mikdash. But could be an Echanami, you don't need the Nianui. Now, so we explained the two of the Shitas of the Rishonim. Again, we'll just say quickly that according to the Rishonim that say that in the Beis HaMikdash, all the Psulim are all the days, that because it's one big mitzvah. But if we say that it's two mitzvahs, so there's the even the Beis HaMikdash, there's no psul of lochem. But if we read the pasuk like we said double, so the psul of hodol will be also in the Beis HaMikdash, because it says priyat zadol smachten. Now, if we go to the Shita Sarambam, the Rambam, we said, holds that there's no psul of lochem and no psul of hodor. All the mumin, everything is kosher, even in the Beis HaMikdash, Midoraisa, and Shalayomi. How does the Rambam, how will he explain the pasuk? Lichura, if we say that it's one big mitzvah, it's vada, it's orichiyun. Even if we say that it's two mitzvahs, but lichura, the pri et hodor is also going on the dinus machtem, so it should be a psul of hodor. A new bracha? Why not? Yeah. It's one mitzvah for 7 days. But you could. Yeah, you say it's a separate. Every day is another thing. Like a second, huh? Yeah. There's a half second in the night, the Rav says. Just a part of the same mitzvah, but because there's the night, it's not a hemshech. If it was noyeg balayla at night, so then you could say maybe one bracha. Because every night is a mastik, you're not yitzhi at night, you have to say a bracha day. So the Rambam, there's an interesting thing about the Rambam. The Chela also talks about it. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, in the Minyan HaKotzel, he brings like this. The mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, Midoraisa, says the Rambam, Litoy Lulav Bamitosh, Kol Shiva Semeachag. That's the mitzvah Doraisa of Netilas Lulav. And it's Lichura, Tzorichiyun. Harei, we said that the Midoraisa, the first day, there's a mitzvah everywhere, not only the Beis HaMikdash. Why does the Rambam write the mitzvah, Litoy Lulav Bamikdosh, Kol Shiva? That's the mitzvah, Bamikdosh. What about us? We're not, why doesn't the Rambam say that? So the Rav Pella says like this. It's according to the Gemara. There's a Gemara. The Gemara asks, how do we know minatoyro begvulin minolon? Where do we know that the lulav is noyag also begvulin minatoyro on the first day? The Gemara brings the whole braisa. We do drashas, lekachtem, we need lekicha, kol echad echad, lochem, mishelochem, lechulei, and then it says rishon afilu bikvulin. That's the Gemara's lashon. And then, so Rashi says there that it's not a drasha. Rishon afilu bikvulin is pshuto shel mikra because it doesn't say where. It says lekachtem lechem b'yom rishon. It doesn't say where to take it. So everywhere, but the Kapois Tmorim and Sukkah there, Mem Gimel says, without Rashi, the Mashmah and the Gemara, that it's a drasha. Mashmah, we're looking for a makor or minolon the gvulin, and all the Braisa is giving drashas. Mashmah, that Rishon afilu begvulin is a drasha. How will you explain that? He says, we could say that without the drasha, we would say that the whole pasuk is talking only on Beis HaMikdash. The Lifnei Hashem is going on the whole pasuk. The Torah is just telling us when to start. You start on the Yom HaRishon and till the end of the 7 days. But everything, all the pasuk is only talking on Beis HaMikdash. Comes the Gemara and has a drasha that the Rishon afilu bigvuli. So Mimele, if we learn that the way that the pasuk like that, so the what's mispurash in the pasuk is only in Beis HaMikdash. There's a drasha of Chazal that the Rishon is also begvulin and the Yom HaRishon. According to that, says the Rav Pella, and I also heard some of this from Rabbi Izzo Shlita, that the Rambam and the Shiroshim, there's a Tayag mitzvahs, right? But what do we put in the number of the Tayag? There's many more than 630 mitzvahs midoraisa. So the Rambam has a lot of klonim. What goes in the 613 mitzvahs? One of the klonim of the Rambam is that something that we learn from a drasha, that it's not mifurash, mamish, mifurash in the pasuk, we don't mimoine as a mitzvah of the 613 mitzvahs. According to that, it's very move on that the mitzvah of the pasuk is talking about Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam says. Litoy lulav hamikdash kol shiva semeachag. That's the mitzvah. Vaday is a din d'oraisa, that it's a d'oraisa gomur than the Yom HaRishon. But that isn't from a drasha, so it's not nimna metayag mitzvahs. Imele, according to that, we could explain the Shita Sarama, that the Rambams held that the whole pasuk Pshuto Shel Mikra is talking only on the Beis HaMikdash, and in that and that is there's no psul of loch, there's no psul of lochem, no psul of hodo. only after the Joshua of Bayom Arishoy, Afilu Begvulim, there we learn the Psulim of Lochem, Mishalochem, it's also a Joshua, and also the Psul of Hodor also is only referring to the mitzvah of Ulakachet. Yeah, it's a big chidush, but that maybe you could explain the Shita Sarama. Now, all of what we're talking now is Zichura Loinegea Bazman Hazeh. But whoever wants to be choishesh to shitas the Bikurei Yaakov, it will be a nafkamina gam bezman hazeh. The Bikurei Yaakov, the Baal Aruch Laner, is mechadesh that bezman hazeh we need to be noita lulav in Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says that in the beginning b'rishayna lulav nital b'mikdor shiva v'b'medina yoyim echot. What is mikdash and what is medina? So the machlekes rishayim. Rashi says that Medina is also including Yerushalayim. Mikdash is only the base of Mikdash, only in the Azara. But Medina, everywhere else, puts the base of Mikdash, is not Negea Sharayomi. But the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar and Pirshei Mishnayos says that Yerushalayim is part of Mikdash. When it says in the Mishnah Mikdash, all Yerushalayim is part of that. Mimele. So according to that Rambam, in all Yerushalayim, there's a mitzvah, all Shiva's yomim to ben shulav. But that's the time of Bais HaMikdash, bezman hazeh. What are we going to do with bezman hazeh? So the Shita Sarambam yedua, the makrivim af al pi shein bayis, the kedushas Yerushalayim, kitsho gam leosi gavo. Even though we don't have a Bais HaMikdash, there's still the kedusha of kedushas Yerushalayim, the same kedusha, mimele, says the Bikur Yaakov, according to the Rambam, that all Yerushalayim is called Mikdash, and even Bazman Hazeh, there's the Kedushas Yerushalayim. Even Bazman Hazeh, you have to be Ben Shlulav in Yerushalayim, in Doraisa. In the Choymais, in the old city, in the walls. So we made it. So if we want to machmir that cheetah, so we have to go back to the Machlekes Rishonim. What's the psul on Kol Shiva? If according to some Rishonim, the Rambam itself holds that there's not the Shal Psulim, but according to the Shita that there's a psul of Lochem and Shal Yomim, even the time of Beis Hamikdash Kol Shiva Yomim. So if I want to be Machmir and go to and Noitzel Lulav in Yerushalayim, it needs to be Lochem. It also has to be all the psul Hodor according to other Rishonim. So some place came, we know of Yoshiv was Machmer, he would go every day to the Koysa and Ben Shlodov, also Shermuch brother Rav Avramsky would go every day to the Koysa, and the Meister, the Poiskim were not choishes to it. The Og Sameach was very against the Chiddush of the Bikur Yaakov, and also the Minog was never to do that. And but whoever wants to be Mehader and Yoytza that Shita, maybe he should make sure he's Yoytza Dechoiva. And some explain, or he asks a Matana Manas Lachzir from someone. You could ask from someone a Matana Manas Lachzir. And some say that that some Gdoilim did not go on Cholamoyed to Yerushalayim. Some explain that because they were choishes, it's deraisa, maybe they're not biyotze with their little, they're not tzaymechane, so that they didn't want to leave the best. But it's not so poshut, because lichura, if yesh ladun, maybe if there is a mitzvah midaraisa, it should be lichura chiyuv. If at the time of the Beis HaMikdash it was a chiyuv, it wasn't only a reshut. So, yes, ladun. Now we'll just finish off with another nice thing that I saw. This pasuk that we said, "Smachtem lifnei Hashem lekachem shivas yomim." So lifnei Hashem is the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, whatever it means. And bizman hazeh lechora, there's no kiyum of this mitzvah chutz ma Bikur Yaakov. But there is a b'china that has also shayach bizman hazeh the mitzvah of smachtem lifnei Hashem lekachem shivas yomim. Where is the negiah? The Beis Yosef brings in Tafresh Tamech Kol Boy that a person who has a velus on Sukkot, he's not makif in the when we do the ishanos. When you do the ishanos, is not makif. The Beis Yosef asks Tzorichiyun, why shouldn't the Ovel do the kafos? What's the problem? So the Beis Yosef says it's not a problem. But the Rama says that our minag is sure that the Ovel is not makif. What is the pshat in the kolbo? So the Bach explains one of the pshatim, because it says "Usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekachem shivas yomim," Now the Ovel is not Shaykhin Simcha, so that's why he's not doing the Kafa. And also the Gra brings it in the Birwa Gra. He says, Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Bichem Shivas Yomim. And then he brings a Tosfos in Sukkah Dafim Hei. It says that the Shasa Kafa is, it says, Toku Veiru Vetoku. They would blow the Stomer B'chatzoytzois. So the Tosfos says, Mishum Simcha. So we learn from the Gaon learns from that Tosfos that b'sha'as ha'kafa there is a special inyan of simcha more than the regular netilas lulav. So mimele, even b'zman hazeh when we don't have the mitzvah midoraisa, afal pichen the b'sha'as ha'kafa is a shas of extra simcha, and mimele the ovel can't be part of it. The Beis Yosef, what is the pshat of the Beis Yosef in Ken? If really it's the Simcha, why does the Beis Yosef say that the Ovel is not a problem for him? So the Labush says that because it's a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, Hutal, it's Mutar for Ovel. So there's a Bechina even today of Usmachta Mishasa Kofa to be noticed it when you're holding your Lulav and your Shanais. Say that. Good morning.